Thursday, Torahway, Northwest London. Thursday, Chofchef Tammuz, the 8th of July, for Rav Heschel Hage Shlita, paying up Nedovas of Aliyas.
Nedorim.
Nedorim.
Of Aliyas.
Ah, okay.
I'll start off with giving a shtickle hadron on Daf Yomim Seches Yomim, which we're finishing now, to do with Nedorim. We'll be learning someone who does tshuva meyira, any averus mamezid which he did, get demoted, become a shoygig. If someone does tshuva mahava, then his averus become mitzvahs. Nas lokus chois. So we'll be learning in the Gemara. There's a sefer from the Stiplegon which he wrote when he was a bocher called Shari Tavinah. That sefer caught the eyes of the Chazon Ish, and he wanted to know if this bocher was still around for his sister, which he eventually married. In the first siman in that sefer, he asks a kasha, a very simple kasha. If tshuva meyira takes down the level of chet from mezid to shoygig, if someone made a mistake, he made an avera b'shoygig, and now he wants to do tshuva, how can he do tshuva meyira on avera b'shoygig? If the tshuva meyira makes a mezid into a shoygig, how on earth can you do a tshuva on a shoygig then? Wouldn't make sense to say that. It wouldn't make sense to say that tshuva would help for a mezid, not for a shoygig. That's mistaken. He says the Gemara says in the Yom Daf Lamed Vov, the Gemara says Moshe Rabbeinu asked the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'shur she'yisrael choytin lefanechu, v'oysu tshuva, asei lohem zdoynes kishagogos. Make this, the mezid like a shoygig. What is mezid like a shoygig? Rashi explains the same way your moichel of a shoygig be moichel on a mezid as well. So obviously the tshuva works for a shoygig. Moshe Rabbeinu asks, mezid should have the same chashivas as tshuva for a shoygig as well. But how could tshuva work for a shoygig if tshuva meyira makes a mezid to shoygig? Doesn't have power to demote the shoygig as well.
Tshuva meyira.
He says, back to the question, why shouldn't tshuva meyira be powerful enough for a shoygig? Because what does tshuva mean? Tshuva means charuta and kabula belev. To understand the essence of tshuva. I won't do it again. How can you say shoygig, I won't do it again? I won't make another mistake? I made a mistake, I didn't know. So how could you do tshuva on a shoygig? Tshuva means charuta. Okay, I'm sorry I did the mistake, I made a mistake, and then I might make a mistake again. How is the Kabbalah lost not to make another mistake? So very simple, he says. We're not talking about Chas Shalom Poshim who want to do Averis. We're talking about every Elechid wants to be a Tzaddik. Where does a Shogi come from? Most Shogi can come from Hero Seta. People are not careful. It doesn't mean me, doesn't mean this. You've got Pshetla 150 times, and why? This Averis is okay to do now. If he really wants to do tshuva m'shoygig, he has to be careful to be Polish m'shara heta, don't do things which are muta, in case you get to Lanissa, learn Sifrim Ira, go to Tzadikim. There are ways to elevate yourself, not to make mistakes. So most Averis m'shoygig come from Hoyros heta. I'll make peace with God. It'll be okay. But really deep down in his heart, he knows, maybe Efshinisht, maybe it's an Avera. Bazoi, obviously Tshuva M'Shoigig, even Meyira would help. Why? How could you Tshuva M'Shoigig? Be careful, go the extra mile, Tshuva Meyira, in order not to make mistakes. Don't consider this a mistake. And he goes into the Inyan of Nedorim. The Gemara says in the Chas Nedorim, Menayin sheneshbur lekayim es hamitzvah. You make a shvur lekayim es hamitzvah. So the Gemara asks, how can you make a shvur to mekayim a mitzvah? V'lo mushba ma'oimid ma'asinagul. So the Machlokes is showing what the Gemara means to ask. Pashas, the Gemara means to ask, we have a kabbal Torah in Sinai. I have to put on tefillin today. I make a shvur, I'm going to put on tefillin. The Shavuos does not help. You anyway mechoyev to make to put on film. The Shavuos is not adding anything. The Gemara brings a posuk. The Gemara says Neshbati v'achayim olish b'mishpatei tkeach. The Gemara says I make a Shavuos to mekayim the mitzvahs. The Gemara asks how to work. You don't need a Shavuos bechal. A Shavuos wouldn't help. So Gemara says lezruz einafshe. To be mezaraz himself, a Shavuos would work. So the Ran says, well, if Shu doesn't work, if Shu is not needed, then it doesn't work. What's the zero's nafshe? What's the going to answer? You make a Shu. Okay, once you made a Shu, you make Shu to put on tefillin today. You have to put on tefillin anyway. The Shu is not chal. So the Ran says, it is chal in your bal yachr. If you won't put on tefillin, you put malchus. If I don't put on tefillin today, I was over mitzvah saseh. If I make a Shu to put on tefillin, and I won't put on tefillin, I'll be over a native bal yachr, so I'll get malchus for that. So, I'm scared of Malchus. So the Shavuot would help the Zruz and Nafshei. It would help me that I should have the Yetzer not put on Tefillin. That's the Ran's Malach. So this is the type of what we start off saying. A Shavuot Meira. What is Shavuot? A person thinks, okay, maybe I'm put on Tefillin today. He has 100 excuses why he doesn't want to do the mitzvah. Deep down in his heart, he knows he has to do it. He should do it. When a person makes a Shavuot, I'm a Munashach, it's okay. If he thinks, okay, I don't have to put on film today for whatever reason, I'm a choyle, I'm a oynus. So if you think you're not mechoyev to put on film, and you made a shvur, now you're mechoyev to put on film. So shvur is chal. Because you in your mind think, I'm putter. Oy bazo, in your mind, the shvur is chal. The shvur makes you lezaraz nafshei to put on film. If you know you're mechoyev anyway, you're mechoyev anyway. You don't need the shvur. But if you think all your shoygim come from excuses which exempt me from doing mitzvahs or allow me to do averus, that's where a shogeg comes from. A good excuse. A shvur would help for a good excuse. I'm allowed to do this averus. A shvur is stopping me. So the Gemara says, shvur is loser's nafshei, works in a person's mind. You think you're okay. I'll go through that red light, I'll make it. You make a shvur, oh, it will stop you from doing something you think is okay. And similar to that, the Chazon Ish answers the beautiful teretz in the Gemara Daf, in the first Perek in Yuma. We know the Tzedokim were Machdek Teres Mebuchos. Before they went into the Kodesh Kodeshim, they put the Teres onto the burning Gecholim, burning coals, and they made the Poyrus, before they actually went into Kodesh Kodeshim. A Chachom Dash, but on Erolach. A Poyrus, you have to do the Mass of Poyrus inside the Kodesh Kodeshim. And Mishnah says, Erev and Kippur, they used to take the Kohen Gudel and they made him make a Shvur. Shal Yashan and Mekoy Rashi Oman Lach. Whatever we said, all our instructions, you have to follow our instructions, you make sure the Poyrus is done inside, you make a Shvur on that. So the Prechodesh asked, the Achronim asked, you can't be nishba levatel mitzvah. If I make a shvur, I'm not putting on tefillin today. The shvur is not chal. I'm a chuyev me'asei and put on tefillin. The shvur can't override the chi of the Torah. Doesn't work. So it's tzedoki, according to their fakrim teshita, that they have to make the Torahs outside of the Kodesh Kodeshim. So what does it help? The Sanhedrin, the Mashbiyah, the Kohen Gudel make a shvur that you won't put the Torahs on outside the Kodesh Kodeshim. As far as he's concerned, he learns Pshat and Pusik. You have to put the Torahs on, put the Torahs on the coals, out of the Kodesh Kodeshim. So he makes a Shua. It's like I make sure I'm not putting on tefillin today.
What's the point of making a
Shua? Oh, that's the Pshat. What's the point of making a Shua? It's not Chal. It's like he can make a Shua tomorrow morning, we have 100 Shuas. It's not Chal. I make a Shua.
He still has a Chiv.
According to his Shita, he has a Chiv to the Torahs, the way he understands Pshat and Pusik. So what do you have to Shua? That's the Pshat. Oh, this is all of my master. Kasha, they're different to us. This is Chazanish, I'm waiting for Pshat. So the Tzedokim know Gans Git, the Chachom were right. For some reason, never Yetzer Hara to do it different than Chachom say. Oy Bazoi, the Shua helps, the Zruz and Nafshe. Now the Shua is going to set him straight and do what he's supposed to do and override Yetzer Hara. Pshat is, when a man has Yetzer Hara to do a Pesach Misaver, it's a tremendous Yetzer Hara, he has to do it. And for whatever reason, he's going to make, he'll get him Kippur, Mishem, Echta Vosha, we'll sort ourselves out by Yom Kippur. So he has a tremendous Yetzer Hara. Deep down his heart, he knows it's not right. So he makes a neder or a shvur. He hasn't got a Yetzer Hara for his neder. My Yetzer Hara to this aver. I've got tremendous tav to this aver. If I make a shvur not to do it, The Yetzirah, I haven't got Yetzirah to be Oiva Shavua. I've got Yetzirah to do the Saveri, but Oiva's an Al-Neder. That's the Yetzirah. Today my Yetzirah is focusing on something else. So Oiva Zoy, a Shavua would help for the Siddiqui to be Makdik Torah the way it says, because he knows Be'emus what's right. He wants to be Oiva, he wants to be Oiva Chochem and do it this way as well. Fine, he'll have his poor ones, goes inside Kodesh Kodesh, and then he'll sort himself out. So Oiva Zoy, says the Chazanish, the Shavua helps. The Shua helps to set him straight, and he shouldn't have his Yetzirah to be over the Chazal. Emerson Duik, and Mura says, the Fites, Tzedoki, one Tzedoki did the Torah's B'chutz, and he came after him Kippur, he told his father, B'ch Hashem, B'simcha G'doyle, we have Zoicha to do the Torah's the way we were told. So his father told him, don't be so happy, Afaf Yishe Tzedoki Anunu, we're Tzedoki, Messiah Amonu Min HaProshim, we're scared of Chazal. What does it mean we're scared of Chazal? Why scared of Chazal? If you know this Pshat Pusik, stand behind the words and do what you're supposed to do. But they knew jolly well the Chazal have a Kabbalah, this is Pshat Pusik. So Messiah and Oprushim. Yeah, we have reasons why we want to do it differently. Of the Emes is Emes. The Shua helps you to get yourself set yourself straight. And a Yetzirah of the Shua is Habosh Shemesh. I got a Yetzirah to do this Averia. But I haven't got a Yetzirah against my Neder Mashua. My Neder, the Gemara says a Neder, a Shua helps with Zruz and Afshay. Because it's going to stop you, you're sorry, we're powerless now. Because you haven't got this tava to be over a neder you don't have. You have a tava to be over a neder, but you don't have a tava to be over a shua. A shua will stop you in your tracks and help you do mitzvahs and other averes. Now going to the inyan of people making the durum when they oil the sefer Torah, they make a mishaberach. Now, a neder is only chal, the Gemara says, when a person expresses it with his mouth. Lo yachal devuroi, kechol ayoytze mepiv yaseh. If you think about a neder, you want to promise money to somebody, or you think of doing a good thing, even though you think of a shvur neder in your head at the same time, it's not chal. Levata b'sfasayim, we're talking about mitzvahs, talk about a general neder. A person doesn't need to do a specific thing. Or make a shvur, levata b'susayim. You have to say it with your mouth. If you think about making a shvur neder, it's not chal. Now, you say, machshuv toiva, akkud shvuchim tzav na maas. Yeah, very nice. This question is it mechayev me to do what I thought? I'm thinking of doing a good deed. You know, today I'm going to learn a blat gemura. Machshuv. Okay. If you think of doing a thing, it's not mechayev to keep it. But if you think of a neder, I promise in myself in my heart to do it. Are you mechuyev to do this neder shem shemayim or not? So in tzedukah, the magrois machloikas rishonim achroinim. If a person thinks in his mind, you see a poor person going in the middle of davening, he's walking past, you want to give him money, and you take your pound out of your pocket, and by the time you take it out, he's gone. Have you been mafresh this money to tzedukah or not? You thought of giving it to tzedukah. You haven't said it to tzedukah. But you thought of taking this pound and giving it to Tzedakah, or you mechuyev to give it to this oni or to an oni b'chlal. So the machloik is reshoinim whether a neder at Tzedakah is chal b'machshava. Why? Because in Hegdash, in the Torah, we find kol nadiv libo yevyeu. In the Mishkan, we have the term of nadiv lev. You think in your heart to give money to Hegdash, the Torah says it's chal. The question is whether today's tzedukas are considered as the same level as Hegdash. Hegdash, nadiv liboy. You think in your heart to give, your mechuyev to give to Hegdash, even though you didn't say specifically this is the Hegdash, but you, in your mind, you designated this, not a fleeting thought, but in your mind, you sincerely thought of giving this to Hegdash, then you have to give this to Hegdash, says nadiv liboy. It's a chiddush lagav Hegdash. The question is, the machloik is whether a tzedukah today has the same level as Hegdash Lebeda Kabbas.
I know, Hegdash is hard, but it's the same idea.
Same idea, that's right. That's what the Machlokes are showing him. Whether it's the idea or the same Zeres HaKosav.
It's in place of it.
Well,
it doesn't replace
Tzedakah.
It's like a Dabi is in place of Kabbalah.
Oh, okay, yes and no, we'll see in a second. Tzedakah to an Oni, a pound in the morning for a only who comes around the shul is in place of a korb. Is a mitzvah tzedakah.
Yeah.
Not doing mitzvah kabonis. Mitzvah general mitzvah. A person has to give tzedakah every day. Tzedakah So you can mitzvah say, rechzak the boy. Like mitzvah say, put it on tefillin. No, instead of a korban. Stoker is a matona for only, it has, okay, keilu. It's a mitzvah. So the question is whether tzedakah, our tzedakahs have the level of hegdish, which a machshava in itself would mechayev you to carry out your good thoughts. So it's a machlokes achron. Emes apialocha, tzedakah b'machshava is not chal. Hegdish, yes, tzedakah is not chal machshava. So if you thought this pound would go to this oni, you missed him, you don't have to give it to tzedakah. There's a similar idea. Look up Kabbalah's Tanis. A person thinks, you know, tomorrow I'm going to fast. But Mincha, instead of saying in Shmoneh Esrei, already Mekabalai Tanis L'Nduv L'Mocha, he thinks in his mind, tomorrow I'm going to be Mekabal Tanis Al Atzmi. Now, some Achorim say Kabbalah's Tanis is similar to a Korban, as we said before, because Yimismad Chel Bevedomoy. It's as if Yom Keli Krafti Is Atzmi Keli Krafti Korban. If you think this behemoth is going to Hegdish, you have to give it to Hegdish. The same way, if you are makabel b'machshuva to fast, then it's as if you're makabel on yourself to bring a korban, bring yourself as a korban, or it's chal b'machshuva.
Saying
makabel, or just thinking? No, saying is a If you say you're going makabel l'tanas al atzmo, you have to keep your words, like a neder. Arein makabel atzmo is a neder. Form of neder, you're saying, unless you have to mat neder, or you say tnai, but ni neder, and the siddur, and the siddur says, bli neder. Because you don't make a neder, in case you won't fast, or you won't be able to finish your fast, so you say bli neder, you say, rein makabel atzmo tanas l'mocha, till I say it's kapitel shiramal. So in case of emergency, or not emergency, in case I'm shvach, I want to break my fast, I can say shiramal, and tanas stops. But if you don't say bli neder, you have to mekabel your neder, you have to mekayem your neder. The same way, if you're machlet or machshuva, not thinking, you really sincerely want to fast tomorrow, mincha time, you think of fasting tomorrow, then it's chal machshuva because it's similar to korban. Says the machshuva shekel, oy bazoy, back to the tzedakah. Could be a person gives tzedakah, well, depends on how much it kvetches and how much he's giving. It could be mamad chal b'vadumay. You work hard to earn your honest penny, and now you're giving away your money to tzedakah. It's similar in some ways to a korban. You're giving away of yourself. A person who is mekabel b'machshuva to give tzedakah is mechaper like a korban, because we see in Chel Shabbos and in Chel Shabbos and other places in Shulchan Aruch, if a person does an aveira, there's no kabbalas nowadays. So you give tzedakah, you pay the atzma with tzedakah, you redeem yourself with tzedakah. Same way as korban is chal b'machshuva, so tzedakah to redeem yourself from tanis. Or from korban, could also be chal machshava. It's similar to korban. You're giving of yourself. If it's a tziruf of the chiv of the mitzvah of tzedakah, said the machzor shekel, then it would be chal b'machshava. So if you want to give tzedakah to mechaper on your own on aveira, for example, you're giving of yourself and the pinch to give that money out of your pocket. You're machra korban. If it's a machshava, could be chal. Now when we come to Sefer Torah. There's a tshuva of Masham. If we say neder stamazoi is not chal b'machshava, if you give tzedakah, maybe yes. You stand by Sefer Torah. It's not a korb. You had an aliyah, and the gavra says give him a shabeirach, and he even says a figure. Is it mechayev you to give what the gavra says?
Who says the figure?
The gavra says.
He says not a matam l'beis
hakneses. Okay, so says the Masham, you don't have to pay up chovis. Why not? Because he says, even if you said the name 18, yeah, he said, Ba'av Shnuda, Achsen Fud. You're put off to give it. Why? Well, it depends what the Gabba says. If the Gabba says, the Muslim will say the Ba'av Shnuda, it's no chal. If I say, I made an Eder to give 18 pounds to the Doka yesterday, Nuda is a past tense. Mm-hmm. I didn't, it's not true. So the Gabba says, Ba'av Shnuda. Babashim Noida is one thing. But if he says the Nusra says Babashim Noida, Noim of Luklum, he said nothing. It's not even Machshuva. So the Shemus. So even if you said 18, Babashim Noidati, I was Menada, when were you Menada? Not sure you were Menada. Says Masham is put it, yeah, I don't have to pay up. You never said late, it's nothing. Gunshim Nisht. And the Achronim say, even if you said the number 18 as well, it's like when someone asks you, on days of Sira, what day is tonight? And you say 18. You haven't been time to Sira Soima, why not? Unless you say Hayoim 18 Loima, then you Yotzi Mitzvah of Sira Soima. If you just say the number 18, he asks you how much is it tonight? 18. Babashim, how much were you Noida? 18. You didn't say I was Noida 18. It was Oim. There's another reason not to give this £18 or whatever you were Noida, because you just said the figure without saying an Eida. Okay, if Machshuva is not Chal, if you said Machshuva is not Chal with Tzedukah, if Tzedukah is not Chal Machshuva, yeah, we'll be passing that way.
Why would you say 18?
Why? The guy was getting off my back. Why? Make him happy, make him smile.
Why mention a figure?
I don't have to, but even if I did mention a figure. If I said Bava Shenuda, an Eid is not Chal Machshuva. The Gabba said the Lushan Ova. I said 18. There's a Masham, there's a Gunish Mnish. If he says Bava Shiyitin, oh, there's something else. So you have to watch what the Gabba said. If Bava Shiyitin, you're committing. And by Emes, it says, as Mashal Tom Bal Mashaloch, he says, if the Gabba says Bava Shiyitin, he can't be Machavi Machshova. Why not? Because you can't ask someone to make an aid in your behalf. You can ask someone to shlich is on your behalf, but milah lemimser and shlich. You can't ask someone to say something on your behalf. Shlich doesn't work with dibber. If you ask someone, please make a neid on my behalf, very nice. So the gabba is, you're asking the gabba, I'm saying £18, please be noid on my behalf. It's about to gunsht. Even if not only said bava shenu, the bava I have given, which is not true, but even if the gabba says bava sheyitain, I haven't said it, you said it. And milah lemimser and shlich. Shlich is doesn't work for an neder. You have to make your own neder. But if you answer omen to the gabbas mishabeirach, then the answer is omen omen, and then you've committed yourself. So you have to be very careful. So if you want to, if you come to the sefer Torah and the gabbas says bava shenuda, you can say omen. If it's the bava sheyitain, then if you want to give, say omen. And if you don't want to give, don't say omen. Because a neder is not chal machshuva, a neder is not chal adei shliach, a neder is only chal if you said it with your own words, or if you commit yourself and say, Omen, yes, I agree to what you said.
You made for the
blocker. No, my, well, Omen is whatever I said till now, yeah?
What?
Omen for whatever
the
soul.
Is what they got from the garden.
Ah, so Zuxti, the bruch is at night. If I gave, I'll get a bruch, and if not, no, no.
The,
no, the Mishberach, the Omen is for what the Gabba said. Yeah? The Gabba said, Bava Shiyitin, you'll give. You'll give and get a bruch.
What if you said, Lee Nader and.
Oh, again. Again. Oh. If you say Blin Eider or Main, then you haven't made an Eider again. Blin Eider is not an Eider.
Yeah.
I'll try and give. I want to give, or maybe I don't want to give. I say Blin Eider just to. Lo Mechop, Gabba.
What about the Moidor that you made last year after HaTorah Nedarim?
Yeah, it doesn't work if you know about it. If you know that you're going to make an Eider.
You're not thinking about it when you make that Mishabira.
Okay, see, yeah.
So maybe that will help.
Yeah. It's all, well, a limit chos, or even more limit chos, that person is not mechuyev to pay up, unless he said the gabba is above shiitin, and he said, oh man, then he didn't say b'neider, then you have to pay up your neider, because then it's taka neider. But otherwise, there's no neider, or even chashash neider, for this tzedukah. But that goes without saying that if a person buys an aliyah, then a vad is mechuyev to pay up. That's not a neider, that's a normal mekach hamemka, it's a kinyan, he mechuyev to pay. It's something you undertook to pay. But Mishaberech, unless there's a takon, that everyone has an aliyah has to give £10 to the Beis HaMedrash. So if you don't want to, tell the Gabba, thank you very much, I don't want an aliyah. The Gaboim, or the Kehilah, could make a takon, if you don't want to pay up, don't have an aliyah. We only give aliyahs to person who's going to give £10 per aliyah. They could make such a takon. That's not to do with Mishaberech. That's to do with Mekach HaMemka, with Kinyonim. You want to leave this place? This is the charge. Service charge. You don't want to? Go somewhere else for Ali. But it's not doing a neder nedova. A neder is when you undertake something which you're not mechuyev to do. This is a takona of the.
Make your member do a Shabbos Yom.
Sorry?
Make your member do a Shabbos Yom.
Oh, it's Bechlal, how can you sell Ali's Shabbos Yom? It's a friend. Altskinian. As kinyan, how can you do kinyan on Shabbos Yom Tov? So Emma says,
this,
so there's a head of Tzorich Rabim, the Tzorich Shabbos. Oh, it's a heter. Oh, the one heter is tachar tzorich rabim, as you just mentioned. Mfakhan tzorich tzibah on Shabbos is in the tzorich tzibah. And another explanation, the Achronim say that the emes is mechal shkachiv, because you come mechayv atzmoi the dibber and such a thing. So the emes is shkal. The kinyan is the emes is shkal. In my lebes, I can't see Shabbos in Yom Tovoch. Off the record, it's not chal. But again, if this is a takon on the tzibah, if you want an aliyah, you pay up kach or kach, or there's a bid. If you don't want to, don't bid. And if you do, then you can be moit, the bezin can be tevei b'din, because you're a mazik. Because if you're not letting other people pay this, even though you think it's an omochuyev, it's imaginary chov, but you're not letting other people pay this money. So the emes is a, those, that's not neid and adov. That is a has to do with dina kinyon. It is chal, it's not chal. If you're making besmedesh lose money, you're not. That's to do with chol shemish, but not to do with your day of the chas nadorim so much.
If the government gives you a card to fill it, to clip how much you want to give.
Oh, I forgot.
That's already.
Well, it's a machshava again. It's a maaser.
Maaser. Doing maaser with a clip.
Maaser is paying off.
Well, it's a machshava. You're not giving tzedakah. You're not mafresh this money to tzedakah. Maaser means you take money out of pocket. You mafresh tzedakah. If you take money out of pocket, pound is more chumah than putting a clip on a card. But going back to the inyan of Yizkor, to mention quickly, the Gemara Megillah says, if you go to besmedesh, you promise money to Yizkor. Do you have to give that besmedesh or not? So the Gemara Megillah says very clearly. Gemara Megillah says a person goes to schoira, to a different city, and they make him give tzedakah. They give an aliyah. And he says, "Mbavi sheyitin." And he said, "Oh man, he has to give money. He has to give it to that best medrash. He has to give that place." If a tzibbe go to a different place, a whole tzibbe, a village go to the big town, and the bezna poisik stuck on them because there was a gzeira, there was a problem there. That had to be a town, shiva tefillah tzedaka, and they had to promise money. So they have to. They have to give money to the gabbom of the town. Why? Because otherwise, the be a chashad that they won't pay up their chov. They're going to say, no, we'll go out to our hometown, we'll tackle with Manoid Tzedakah, but we also have our Kehle. We'll give money to our Kehle when we come back to our town. So they have to give us a Gabor Tzedakah, says the Gemara Megillah. Mishum Achshad. When they leave the city, they go back to Gabor Tzedakah, please give back our money, and we'll take it back to our city, our village, and we'll pay up the Tzedakah today. We have also Aniyim Bukhshad. We'll take care of our own Aniyim. So they have to just give it temporarily to the Aniyim where they are, Mishum Achshad. Says, this is the Pasuk in Sheikh Nuh here today. Say the Rishonim. That's only when Bezma poisoned Tzedakah, which you weren't mechuyev. There was an esor, there was a problem. You annoyed it at Tzedakah, so that money you give momentarily for the Gabom in that town. When you leave the town, you take it back, you take it to your own city. If it's Yisker money, it says, Forum come to Rosh Hashanah Kippur, come to the big Besmedesh, and they promise Yisker. No one's choyshed, they're not going to pay up Yisker. That's an aid that everyone knows is going to pay up. Oy Bazoi, they don't have to pay the Gabom of that town, they can go home, take the money home, and give Yisker geld to their own tzedakah. So you don't have to give Yisker money to the shul you're in. But nobody's choish that you're going to not pay up. It's an aid you're going to pay. If it's an aid of the town thing, the town is b'chayv you to give tzedakah, then you give it to them, but you take it back to your own village and give it to your own people. That's what says in Megillah. But if it's an aid, it's a aid of which everyone gives, no one's going to, there's no chashad, you won't give it. You don't have to give it the place you are. When you have Aliyah in the Sefer Torah, you make a Mishra Beirach, Bava Shiitin, is, again, the Gabom, I understand, they're only giving Aliyah, Amanas, you give the money to this Besmedesh. Otherwise, please don't be Oyler, go somewhere else. But if it's Yisker geld, you're Mechayv to give yourself Yitzmak, Neder to give Yisker money, not do this to Shishu. It's do with your own. Whatever you want, whatever Tzedakah you want to give it to, nobody can Mechayv you to give it, you won't know you to give it this place. You know you to give it Tzedakah you want, and you can take it elsewhere.
Right.